Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and happy Sunday to you. I know that we had to change times now. What is change times? So what is it? Spring ahead, fall back, right? I love that. You know, I love those days being longer. I do. I was like thinking, oh good, I can run now, because I don't really like to run at night. I used to, but not so much anymore. It can be, sometimes people will think that they can talk to you and stop you on the road, right? So, and I live in a nice neighborhood, but still, it's better to run during, you know, in the daylight. So that's my own thoughts. Anyway, I don't know why I got started off on that, but I just, so if you're running, you're exercising, great. It's a mind, body, spirit. So I'm really concentrating on the spirit today. Starseeds, what you need to know in 2019, okay? So I talked about this yesterday. What is a starseed? A starseed is a person that's been here, that chose to come back in this period of time. They may be anywhere from 50 to 70, maybe older, I don't know. But we chose, and maybe starseeds are just, I feel like that if the indigo, the starseeds, let me correct that. It's the indigo, the crystal, the rainbow children, all of us. Okay, and we chose to come back at this time because every plant person on this planet, you're like, even my ex, even your ex, are multi-dimensional people. And so, you know, if you think that you're going to sleep and your big soul, your higher self is just here and it's and you just have this one existence, you don't. You live in many multiple dimensions. And isn't that cool, right? So you're at a higher vibration in some levels, and some levels you're not as high as in other levels, okay? So what is it important for us to know, okay? And this is something that's a discipline, but not necessarily the only thing that you can you do. Things that will help you connect with that higher part of you, that higher vibration. That other dimension where part of you is and part of you is here and it's all one, okay, and that's a little hard to understand, is, you know what, living in the now, okay, that's key, right? So what does that look like? When you live in the now, you don't live in the past thinking about how angry you are about your ex, your job, whatever, right? Also, living in the, you know, observing, rather than feeling or emotions, observing things, right? It's like watching a movie theater. And when you observe, you're not judging, okay? And when you observe, you can see the whole movie. Rather than when you get emotional, okay, you become one character in that movie, and that's all the perception that you see. Remember this, that feelings come from heaven land, higher part in your soul, your higher self. And emotions come from your ego, right? Have you ever been in traffic and just gotten really annoyed and upset? I have. That's a real challenge for me. And I know it is for some of us, or, you know, your ex, whoever, your lover, you know, when you respond to them and you think that they're doing something to you, a lot of times you're not living in the now, you're responding from an old wound that they have mirrored back to you, okay? So learning to observe, okay, rather than be like watching the whole movie in your movie theater rather than just one character, okay? Living in the now, these are a couple things that you need to do, and that's important. Remember this, we all chose to be in this dimension, this dimension, and, you know, and help the universe, help this part of the universe, our planet here, go to a, and you know what? We're not doing it like these cultures that you've heard, and I talked about this last night, that have just disappeared, like the Lost Colony, the Mayans, some of the Indians, American Indians actually have that too. We are transferring or raising our vibration to go to a whole new level where we don't have to disappear. We don't have to, you know, to take off. We can still go to Target, as I said. We can go to Neiman Marcus or whatever. We can go to eat out at a restaurant and be a higher level being, okay? You're already seeing it, and this is the first time it's ever been done, okay? So remember, observing, okay, that's a good thing. Also, living in the now, using your feelings rather than your emotions. Remember, emotions are ego-based, easing God out. Feelings are, you know, if you have a good feeling about something, you have a feeling about something, it's actually our higher selves, our angels, our guides, God talks to us that way with our feelings. And then also the food that you eat, you know, make sure it's a higher vibration food. That's all key. That's very, 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 very key. You know, greens, fruits, vegetables, and, you know, and it's okay not to eat that, right? You know, and, but you want to get a daily diet of something that's good for you. I'm an Herbalife distributor. I use Herbalife because I love it. It's been a key in my life for a lot of years, or staple in my life for a lot of years. That, to me, they call it Herbalife Nutrition. And so you may have your own nutrition program, whatever that is. Maybe you buy the right foods at the grocery store, and that's good too. Maybe you do a little bit of everything. But the food that you eat affects the way that you think and the way that you are, okay? So that's one way. The other thing is don't watch the news. I watch internet news if I do anything, okay? So I heard the greatest story. I was so proud of my country the other day. I'm not going to go into that, but that they had saved some of these children from being slaves in ISIS, okay? And the ISIS philosophy is still there, but the last of the ISIS people have been dismantled and now are in court and being prosecuted, which is, I'm happy for that, right? So everyone, you know, everyone wins, right? And these little kids that they had taken have been slaves are, you know, and, you know, they had taken this little boy, he was like 2 and now he's like 7. I don't know how I got off on that, but I apologize. But what I'm saying to you, it's like those kind of things are helping our vibration. The we movement, it's like, I think that young adults, young and parents, I know that, the Duke and Duchess of, was it Windsor, Cambridge? I don't remember, but you know, Prince Harry, who just got married to the American Meghan, they're supporting the we movement. And that's a higher vibration. That's a higher thought about taking care of each other because we're all one. So watching what you eat, living in the now, don't live in the past, observing rather than being emotional about something. It takes practice to do that, by the way. It sounds easy when I'm saying it. And then you look around, you see these things that are already happening, like, as I just said, the we movement, ISIS being dismantled, that philosophy, what they stood for is still there, but that particular I'm going to use the word culture, is they're being prosecuted now for what they did to women, children, and people, men, you know, and destroyed families. So, and that's a, you know, being held responsible, accountable for what you did is a good thing. And so our vibration is already raising. There are things on the internet, YouTube, that you can do. Too as well. You can also contact me. I am a great coach, and I love coaching. My bliss is helping other people elevate their bliss. I'm getting ready to start a whole new series of classes. So if you want to work with me, hit me up I can't think right now. Hit me up with a text 954-636-9401. I've got some new classes: how to raise your vibration, how to read the Akashic records. I also got some classes also about the body. We have a show on Tuesday at noon, Go Run for Fun Fitness, and people are running with us. And you know, when you take care of the body, you take care of the spirituality, nurturing that, nurturing yourself, all this working together. As I said, I'm a coach, and that's what I like to do, is nurture and love people and show them how to find their passion, their bliss, and be happy and make money. Too as well. And just remember, you're a star seed. You're a multidimensional being. And one of the things that I would like to do, or a few of the things, is I like to coach you and help you really tap in to your multi dimensions there. Okay. And what else? I think that's it. Have a wonderful Sunday. I know, a little bit tired. Okay. I'm going to be running this afternoon. So come run with me. I'll be probably going out around 6 o'clock. Because it's going to stay lighter and it's going to be cooler. And if I can help you anyway, or you want to, you know, talk to me about some of the things that I'm teaching, because as I said, I'm a great coach, and that's what I love to do, is help people find their bliss, their passion, live the life they were meant to live, live the life that they love, and love the life they're living. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a wonderful day, and I'm wishing you the best. I love you guys. Bye.